In mountainous northern Afghanistan, the Northern Alliance is hoping for U.S. help in its 5-year war against the Taliban. The alliance, made up mostly of fighters from ethnic Uzbek and Tajik minorities, hold only an estimated 10% of the country after years of military defeats. NPR's Anne Gerrels is in northern Afghanistan and has gone to one sector of the front lines. And this is one of the areas between the Northern Alliance and the Taliban. What can you tell us about where you are?
Well, basically, I'm a few miles from the town of Talukan, which the Taliban took a year ago. And basically, the front line, as it is, consists of lightly armed posts on top of mountain ridges. This is important for the Northern Alliance to hold because the next and only big town left in northeastern Afghanistan is Faizabad, and this is where the opposition has its capital. Now, this is a barren, sparsely populated, high desert area dotted with mountain ridges, rutted dirt roads, well, rutted dirt tracks, should I say, pass for roads. You can still see carcasses of Soviet tanks from the battles of the 80s. And all the weapons that the Northern Alliance has, which we've seen today, were captured from the Soviets more than a decade ago. The bases are essentially nothing more than a bunch of sort of straw and mud compounds.
Sounds like the Northern Alliance is in pretty rough shape. From what you've seen, how would you analyze the overall military situation where you are?
You know, frankly, there's not a lot of fighting. The Taliban has taken most of the key places around here, and now the Northern Alliance is in the position of trying to hold these lines. The commander who I spoke to, Nazir Muhammad, is 35 years old, and he spent most of his life fighting, and has most of the men with him. So you have to say they've got experience. In fact, in many cases, they were fighting against each other. Some of the soldiers in the alliance supported the Soviets in the 80s. Some of them were against the Soviets. But Commander Nazir Muhammad told me today that his troops are highly motivated, but they are clearly under-equipped. It really has no ground transportation to speak of. It desperately needs logistics support, more tanks, anti-aircraft guns, and artillery. It's really impossible to know how many men there are here under arms. I only saw about 100 today, though Commander Nazir Muhammad said that he had 3,000. The opposition is known for exaggerating its numbers, so, you know, as I say, you can't really tell. He said he desperately needs more men. He says he could find more men. The problem is he couldn't arm them.
And what does the Northern Alliance want the United States to do?
It wants the United States to attack Taliban airports and military installations. It wants the United States to avoid the civilian population. Again and again, the military here says the opposition doesn't need Americans on the ground, but if they can attack key Taliban military installations and provide more weapons, that would do the trick. And really anything the U.S. can do. They don't know very much. They're incredibly ill-informed up here. They know the Americans are making some kinds of threats and promises, but they have had no communications.
There are some reports that U.S. Special Forces may already be in Afghanistan. Have you seen any evidence of U.S. military support or any U.S. presence?
I have seen absolutely no evidence either of Americans or of American support. And certainly the Afghans we've spoken to, they haven't seen anything of the kind either. All they've got is Soviet weapons, which we saw their weaponry. They've received nothing. And there aren't any Americans, to my knowledge, in this neighborhood.
Anne Gerrels, thank you very much.
Nice to talk to you.
NPR's Anne Gerrels. She is reporting from north of the Hindu Kush in Afghanistan.